Welcome to episode 1158 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Getting deeper with Jesus continues.
I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
The words of John 14:6 were not uttered in a vacuum. They were spoken in the upper room on the night before Jesus' crucifixion. The mood was heavy. The disciples were anxious. Jesus had just told them that he was going away, and where he was going, they could not follow, not yet. The atmosphere was tense with confusion and sorrow. And in that sacred moment, Jesus spoke some of the most defining words in all of Scripture. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This isn't just a verse to memorize. It's a declaration to shape our lives around. In just one sentence, Jesus speaks to our deepest questions. How do we find our way? What can we trust? Where is life truly found? Let's explore the power, exclusivity, beauty, and hope of Jesus' claim. I am. Jesus begins with the words, I am. This is not casual phrasing. It is a direct echo of God's self-revelation in the Old Testament. When Moses asked God for his name at the burning bush, God replied, I am who I am. By using the phrase I am, Jesus aligns himself with the eternal, self-existent God of Israel. This is one of seven I am statements in John's Gospel, each a window into Jesus' identity. When he says I am, he's not merely making a claim about direction or morality. He is claiming divinity. He is saying, I am God. I am the one you've been waiting for. The way. Our path back to the Father. When Jesus says, I am the way, he is answering a cry embedded in every human heart, the longing to find our way back to what we were made for. In the Garden of Eden, humanity lost its direct communion with God. Ever since, we've been trying to find our way back through religion, philosophy, achievement, and even rebellion. But all roads apart from Christ lead to dead ends. Jesus does not say he will show us the way. He says he is the way. The path to God is not a process. It is a person. It's not a ladder we climb, but a cross we cling to. Jesus doesn't hand us a map. He takes our hand and walks us home. When he says, "No one comes to the Father except through me," it's not arrogance, it's mercy. There is only one door, but it's wide open. He is both the road and the companion for the journey. The truth, our anchor in a world of lies. In our modern world, truth is increasingly seen as subjective. Your truth, my truth, their truth. We live in an age of misinformation, spiritual confusion, and moral relativism. Into this chaos, Jesus boldly says, I am the truth. Truth is not just a concept, it's a person. Jesus embodies everything that is trustworthy, pure, and unchanging. He reveals the truth about God's character, humanity's condition, the path to salvation, and the meaning of life. When we walk with Jesus, we walk in truth. His words clarify, convict, and comfort. They don't change with the times. They stand forever. And more than doctrinal accuracy, Jesus shows us that truth is relational. To know him is to know truth. Not abstractly, but intimately. Jesus teaches that the truth holds transformative and liberating power. In John 8, verses 31 to 32, he says,
If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
Here, truth is not merely factual accuracy, but the revelation of God's character, will, and redemptive plan found in Jesus himself. The truth Jesus speaks of exposes sin, dismantles deception, and delivers people from the bondage of lies, guilt, and spiritual death. His words emphasize that real freedom, freedom of the soul, comes not through personal independence or worldly knowledge, but through submission to God's revealed truth. This truth is both a gift and a person. The life, our source of eternal and abundant life. Jesus doesn't just give life, he is life. The Greek word for life here is zoe, which refers not just to biological existence, bios, but to fullness, vitality, and eternal purpose. We often think of eternal life as something that begins after we die. But in Christ, eternal life begins the moment we believe. It is not just life after death. It's life beyond death. Life above the grip of fear, sin, and shame. Jesus is the life who overcomes death. He's the resurrection and the breath in our spiritual lungs. When we follow him, our lives become rooted not in circumstances, but in communion with the living God. No one comes to the Father except through me. The exclusive and gracious invitation. These words have stirred debate and controversy for centuries. In a world that champions inclusion and multiple paths, Jesus makes an exclusive claim. No one comes to the Father except through me. Some hear this and feel offended. But this is not the exclusion of those who seek. This is the invitation of the one who seeks us. Jesus is not one option among many. He is the only bridge that spans the chasm of sin and separation. Why? Because only he is qualified. Only Jesus lived a sinless life. Only Jesus died in our place. Only Jesus rose again to conquer death. That's not narrow-minded. It's uniquely qualified. And here's the beauty. Though the way is exclusive, the invitation is universal. Anyone from any background with any past can come to the Father through Jesus. Let's get deep. Let's reflect on how each part of this verse transforms our daily lives. He is the way. When we feel lost, confused by decisions, broken by past mistakes, unsure about the future, Jesus is not just our compass. He is our road. He leads with compassion, and his footsteps are sure. When we walk with him, we will never be truly lost. He is the truth. In a world that often feels like a hall of mirrors, Jesus is our clarity. When lies swirl about our worth, our future, our identity, Jesus speaks truth that anchors us. In his truth, we are set free. He is the life. When we are weary, numb, or discouraged, Jesus breathes life into our souls. He is our energy, our joy, our renewal. In him, we do not merely survive, we thrive. How can we make this practical? Trust him with your path. Are you seeking direction today? Invite Jesus to lead. Lay your plans at his feet. Remember, he is the way, not just to heaven, but through today. Cling to his word. Saturate yourself in scripture. Let his truth shape how you think, respond, and live. Don't let culture define you. Let Christ cultivate your character. Let his truth transform you. Receive his life daily. Life in Christ is not a one-time decision. It's a daily renewal. Spend time with him in prayer. Let his spirit fill and refresh you. Your strength doesn't come from your performance. It flows from his presence. Share the way. Don't keep the path to life to yourself. Share Jesus boldly but lovingly. People are searching. Don't offer them more opinions. Offer them the Savior. The disciples in John 14 were afraid, confused, and grieving. Jesus didn't give them a map, a formula, or a five-step plan. He gave them himself. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the heart of the gospel, and it's also the heart of our hope. In a world filled with broken paths, deceptive truths, and counterfeit life, Jesus stands as the only sure foundation. He is not just a way to God. He is God's way to us. So follow him, trust him, rest in him. Because the way home is not a place, it's a person, and his name is Jesus. Father, thank you for sending Jesus, not just to point the way, but to be the way. In him, we find the path, the truth that sets us free, and the life each soul longs for. Help each one of us to follow him daily, trust him fully, and reflect his love boldly. Let our lives be rooted in Christ and open to others who are still searching. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.